Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Hello and welcome to our service of worship on this October 25th. It is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Our celebrant for today's service is Reverend Sherry Grenier, and our homilist is Bishop-elect Jeanette Honig. And now, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, beginning at the first verse. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is the opposite of Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab at the Lord's command. He was buried in a valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses was ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him, and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and his entire land, and for all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday, when it's past, or like a watch in the night. You sweep them away. They are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. Turn, O Lord. How long? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad as many days as you have afflicted us, and as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work manifest to your servants, and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the work of your hands, for the work of our hands. Holy One, you have planted us by living water, that we might be rooted in righteousness. You call us to be holy as we are, as you are holy, assured of your love. Help us to cast aside all fear, that we may love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we have courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed, nor did we speak praise from mortals, whether from you or from others. Though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ, we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? He said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question. What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he? They said to him, the son of David. He said to them, how is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, a teacher of the law tested Jesus and asked him, teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? Jesus replied, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. These are the two greatest commandments ever written. They are all about love. We know about love. We talk about love all the time. We love our car. We love our house, our favorite food, or a certain color. This is not the love God speaks of. Loving material things, because that love is only reaction to material objects. God is love, and He created us with His love. It's only natural to love God first. God was our first love, and we are God's. God's love assures us all that all creation is lovable. Divine love is eternal and all-inclusive. It never ends, and no one is left behind or left out. The second commandment said to love your neighbor as yourself. The two commandments go hand in hand. Both are referring to love, the love God gives us and we give back. God is commanding that we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Who is our neighbor? A neighbor is just not someone we live beside. Everyone is our neighbor. It could be a coworker you sit beside, or someone you meet at a party or in the church. Someone lying in a hospital bed next to yours is a neighbor. We refer to other countries as neighbors. Neighbors live all around us, so we are surrounded by neighbors. God commands us to love. At times, you may have a surly neighbor who lives beside you, or find a not-so-Christ-like person sitting next to you in church. You may work with a miserable coworker, or the person next to you in the hospital may be whining and complaining. We don't know their stories. The next-door neighbor could be battling problems you don't know about. The coworker's wife may have left him, and the person at church may be having a cheating spouse. The person in the hospital bed could be enduring pain or coming to terms with a grave diagnosis. Maybe they lost faith because life got so hard. If we were to love them as ourselves, we would try to understand that something must be going on instead of just assuming they are miserable beings. I'm sure we ourselves have done or said some things in life that had people thinking badly of us and wanting nothing to do with us. And maybe we weren't aware of our surly actions, so we were left wondering why no one was showing love towards us. We are not here to judge, but to love one another. We mustn't judge others, as we have not walked in their shoes. Once we understand this, we realize the presence of good in our neighbors, as well as in ourselves, and can get past the mistake on either side. Because God loves them, we love them. In doing so, we put them in God's hands as we are doing what God asks. Love Him before no other, and love our neighbors as ourselves. God created love, and He created us from love. He wants His love to be spread to all. We all deserve to be loved. God made the first commandment, you must love the Lord your God with all your whole heart. If we were willing to love God with our whole heart, we would have the gift of loving always. The love of God is just not a feeling. It is a feeling that drives us into action. It's the feeling and love from our heart that makes us able to show an action by loving someone else. God's love makes us able to find the love in our heart to forgive our neighbors, because we know God to be the true parent of each one of us. We are no longer just neighbors, but equally loved brothers and sisters. Without love, our faith is empty. Without love, hate can find a home in our hearts. Without love, we open the door to the misery of godliness. Without love, we cannot live the life God wishes us to enjoy. Without love, we cannot know God. Love is the purpose of our lives, because God is love, and we are all God's children. When we love ourselves and love our neighbors, only then can we love God as He commands.
Time of intercessory prayer. Friends in Christ, God invites us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the church and the world. In peace, let us say to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love, and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, especially those remembered in the quiet of our hearts. For those who are dying. Show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
Almighty God, hear our prayers, that we may love you with your whole being and willingly share the concerns of our neighbors. For you, Father, are good and loving. And we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to his table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Of what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, Jesus Christ, we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths in praise to your great salvation. The same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you our thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring relief to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he may shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was tempted over suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask that you send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin, and protect us from all anxiety, as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and from your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.